Has anyone else noticed that State Farm ads are popping up kind of everywhere during the coronavirus?
I hesitate to use the word unprecedented because it's overused right now, but it's truly unprecedented. Like, we've never experienced something like that.
At State Farm Assistant VP for Marketing, Patty Morris, I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, May 1st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with university leaders across the country facing a difficult decision in the coming weeks about whether they can safely reopen their campuses in the fall. If the answer is no, college students will have a choice of their own. Vanessa is a freshman from Chicago. She says she'd likely not stay enrolled at Illinois State University in the fall if students were still kept away from campus for public health reasons. ISU costs about $25,000 a year for tuition, room, and board. And Vanessa says students who spend their money want the full college experience.
Right now, during the pandemic, everybody feels like their life is on pause. Everybody's waiting to move on from this. And if the university doesn't allow us to move on and move forward, then people are going to find me personally, I'm going to try to find a different route to take just so I feel like I'm progressing from this.
Vanessa says she's still not sure what she would do instead, possibly trade school. ISU's summer classes and new student orientation program will be entirely online. Plans for the fall are still up in the air amid uncertainty about the coronavirus. In a recent email to campus, ISU President Larry Dietz says he's reviewing federal, state, and local health information, looking for guidance that will allow the university to officially announce a fall reopening. Jordan Holmes is a junior engineering technology major from Chicago. He transferred to ISU. Holmes, too, is unlikely to return to ISU in the fall if classes are still online only.
When I first came to college, I came for the experience. I came to see things, I came to do things, and I came to get that on-campus experience like I've seen on TV.
Holmes says the adjustment to online learning has been challenging. He didn't have a laptop for the first 2 weeks, making it hard to do assignments. Public computer access, such as libraries, was unavailable. If it's just online classes in the fall, Holmes says he'd feel like he was overpaying.
I'd rather go get a trade or something because I can't do online school, and it's just not for me.
Incoming freshmen are going to be making similar decisions. Alina Barlow is a senior at Normal Community West High School. She planned to attend ISU and study psychology, and most likely she still will.
Just because I do not want to lose my spot in the program, and I worked very hard to get that position. But again, the costs are kind of high for having virtual learning, so I may rethink it depending on what their statement is come closer to fall.
In a statement yesterday, ISU President Larry Dietz says they intend to welcome students back to campus in the fall with numerous precautions and guidelines in place for safety. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There was one new confirmed case of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. Our total is now 95 people. The vast majority have already recovered. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis, Darren LaHood, and Adam Kinzinger are asking the governor to take a more regional approach by starting the reopening process in low-risk areas. And the extended stay-at-home order means the Normal Corn Belters League will delay the start of its season to July 1st. They're working to condense that season to about 45 days. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. With live sports on hiatus, there are not a lot of major TV events that can get everybody talking. Things like the Chicago Bulls documentary on ESPN, the Disney Family Sing-Along on ABC, and last night's Parks and Rec reunion have been pretty much it. And State Farm has been a big part of each. The coronavirus has upended marketing strategies for companies big and small. For insurers like State Farm, that disruption comes as they need to tell the world about important stuff, like giving back billions in refunds, while also protecting their especially cost-conscious customers from being poached by competitors.
what's unique about it is advertisers, media partners, everybody's kind of in the same boat.
That's Patty Morris, Assistant Vice President for Marketing at State Farm.
All right, this has never happened before. How are we gonna handle this, and how are we gonna deal with it, and how are we gonna work together to find the best solutions that, you know, are really win-win for everyone?
The Bloomington-based company wasn't exactly under the radar before the coronavirus. It spent over $1 billion in advertising in 2019. According to S&P Global Market Intelligence. But during the pandemic, State Farm has been especially visible. It has a major sponsorship for the Last Dance Bulls documentary. State Farm did a charitable promotion on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
So I really want to thank State Farm is willing to get ready for this, guys. This is big news. They're going to match up to $100,000 with all the money going to Red Cross.
And it sponsored last night's Parks and Recreation reunion that'll raise money for Feeding America.
You've got partners who are scrambling for content, and then that affects viewership to some degree. So we're just wanting to make sure that we're, you know, shifting and changing and doing the right things to maximize those investments at a time when this is just an unforeseeable situation that we're all in together.
Auto insurers have doubled their ad spending in the past decade. That's according to Tom Super from J.D. Power.
So brand has become much more central in the mind of consumers when it comes to selecting their auto insurance company. So it's really important to be top of mind for consumers when going out and shopping.
To that end, State Farm has been a staple of major live events. Before the coronavirus, it planned a significant presence during the NBA playoffs and the NCAA tournament. As for the company's advertising budget,
we're working within what we had planned. It's just changing and shifting. And it's changing and shifting on a weekly and sometimes a daily basis.
Another challenge is it's simply harder to create content with everyone stuck at home. State Farm's latest 30-second video ad features homebound employees speaking selfie-style to customers about the plan to return about $2 billion in premium. Morris says that whole commercial was filmed and broadcast on ABC in about 48 hours. And yeah, that's a record.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It also featured the first TV ad appearance for State Farm Chairman and CEO Michael Tipsord.
Really wanting it to be a very authentic, personal message. We felt it was, you know, really important for our customers to hear directly, you know, from him during this challenging time.
Historically, insurance companies struggled to deliver an authentic message to customers and then actually deliver a customer experience that's as good or easy as promised. That's according to Bob McKinnon with Forrester Research. He says while they have improved, moments like this put it to the test.
Because in this environment, the focus isn't growing your business, right? It's really about retaining your loyal customers, and so that's what they're trying to do, and so they really, really need to follow up on the message.
In addition to being Bloomington's largest employer, State Farm is also the largest auto insurer in the country. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.